My goal is to help you become who you were created to be, so you can do what you're created to do, so you can go where you were created to go. I'm Eric Hampton, and welcome to my leadership podcast.
Greetings. Thank you for spending a few minutes and moments with me today. By subscribing, you will be notified when a podcast is released, and please take a few seconds to leave a review. I really appreciate your support. So let's dive right in. I have lived long enough, gained enough work experience, and observed enough professional transition to come to this conclusion. Everyone leaves. I'll say it again. Everybody leaves. Now, let me unpack that statement. While attending Eastern Illinois University, I observed an outgoing university president and an incoming university president twice. While working in corporate America, I observed the changing of the CEO guard more times than I care to share. While working in the nonprofit sector, I observed the organization's president experience a limited tenure. And while working in education, you would have thought the school district installed a revolving door in the superintendent's office. Regardless of the industry you work in, or the products you sell, or the service you offer, eventually there will be a leadership shift. Organizational leaders shift. They retire or resign or are not renewed. It happens, and it will always happen. Senior leaders, executives, managers, division leaders, department leaders, and every other synonym for higher-ups who are handsomely paid with a plethora of bullet point responsibilities on their 10-page front and back job description will eventually retire, resign, or have their contract not renewed. And such was the case for Johnny Ive. He was born on February 27, 1967. He is a British industrial designer, and many would agree the most influential industrial designer in the world. He joined Apple in 1992, and after 10 years of service designing Apple products, he was discovered by Apple CEO Steve Jobs and was promoted to Senior Vice President of Design. Ive led an exclusive team that designed the iMac, PowerMac G4 Cube, iPod, iPhone, iPad, and MacBook. His brilliant work earned him the promotion of Apple Chief Design Officer, and later played a significant role in designing the user interface of Apple's mobile operating system, iOS. His work and leadership has directly and profoundly impacted the mobile device industry. Without a doubt, his use of polycarbonate, that's a fancy word for plastic, glass, metal, and steel have inspired creatives and countless industrial designers to contribute the smartphones, tablets, and other mobile devices as we know it. I believe, and other tech geeks and nerds and enthusiasts believe, that the combination and passion of Steve Jobs and Johnny Ive changed the world. And on October 5th, 2011, after battling pancreatic cancer, Steve Jobs died. And now, after nearly 30 years of service, in the summer of 2019, Apple announced that Johnny Ive is leaving to start his own design company. The departure of Ive sent shockwaves, plummeting Apple stock to lose nearly $9 billion. And that's $9 billion with a B. Some have concluded that Apple will never be the same, and their best days are behind them. Others believe, like me, that Apple will recover and bounce back. I am concerned about Apple's leadership. Those that remain must continue to make Apple a profitable, forward-thinking company. I am also concerned about everyday leaders like you and I, and how we should lead when senior leaders leave. There are a few realities we must consider and perhaps remember. Number one, the tires have not completely fallen off, but we do have a flat tire. We may be moving forward, but certainly not at full velocity. You've got to just come to the conclusion that yes, we're not the same company and we have a flat tire. Number two, What was important before the executive left is still important. Company values aren't devalued just because a high-level leader exits the building. We've got to keep the main thing the main thing. Number three, assume others will follow suit and leave. That's the wrong thing to be thinking about. Work relationships and bonds are built, but they are not destroyed overnight just because a leader leaves. Though there are a lot of feelings and mixed emotions, people will and must continue working, but they will, and if we're just honest about it, they will be working and whispering. So what are the next steps? How should an organization move forward during these staff transitions? How does a company live after a leader leaves? What is our responsibility? What is our role now? What expectations must we meet and exceed? What must we do? Number one, do your job. Do your job. Clients and customers don't care or need to care or need to know about who stayed and who left. They need and deserve the products and services we offer. Though the leadership staff has changed, the product line and service offerings are still the same. So we must do what we were hired to do and continue to do it well. Number two, we must take initiative. This may be an opportunity for you to prove you're an overlooked, valuable asset to the organization. So rather than holding your head down and boo-hooing because a coworker left, hold your head up and show the company that you stayed and are ready for more responsibility when the time and opportunity arises. Number three, communicate. We must continue to communicate. Meet with the new or interim leader and offer your sincere support. Inform them and remind them that you are available and willing to do the hard work to get the team back on track. Remember, leaving is part of the journey. Retiring, resigning, and not being renewed is a reality we must all embrace and endure. But it is not the end of the road or the end of the world. And although this can be difficult and disruptive, it can also be dutiful. So do your duty. We can't stop people from leaving, and we certainly can't stop high-profile leaders from leaving, and we shouldn't want to. But no matter what, we shouldn't allow our leadership to leave just because someone else leaves. Thank you for listening, and thank you for subscribing. And please take a few seconds to leave a review. And until next time, lead right where you are.